fate of English settlements there. In 1561, a Spanish ship was blown off course from their location along the coast of present-day South Carolina, and when the crew were able to get their bearings, they found themselves near a bay that they named the Bahía Santa María, which the English would subsequently call Chesapeake Bay. The Spanish made their way to the southern shore, where the crew found many fine harbors, as well as lush vegetation and friendly Native Americans. The ship's captain, Antonio Velasquez, even took two Native Americans on board, and after exploring a bit of the area, the ship returned home. Once Velasquez landed in Spain, he made his way to Madrid, where he planned to present one of the two Native Americans, a boy named Pequeñino, renamed Don Luis by the Spanish after the victory of Mexico, to King Philip II. Don Luis would become one of Philip's favorites at court. But after about a year in Spain, Don Luis began to speak of a desire to return home, and eventually Philip granted him permission to return to the Chesapeake. Don Luis, accompanied by Velasquez, sailed first to Mexico City to meet the viceroy, and when they arrived, it was decided that Don Luis would travel overland to his home in the region of Chesapeake Bay. Unfortunately, Don Luis became seriously ill during his stay in Mexico City, so he was sent to a Dominican convent to recuperate. As he recovered from the illness, he was baptized and then chose to stay at the convent to learn the Catholic faith. Don Luis remained in Mexico City for several years, but he eventually asked once more to return home, where he stated his desire to establish a Catholic mission. This idea of starting a mission in his homeland overlapped with Spanish desires to establish a colony in North America, and with the help of Pedro Menéndez de Aviles, the Captain General of the Indies convoys, plans were made to establish the mission in the Chesapeake. Unfortunately, the ships Menéndez sent for the colonial venture failed to find the entrance to Chesapeake Bay, and rather than continuing to search for the entrance to Don Luis's homeland, the fleet instead returned to Spain. Back in Spain once more, Don Luis lived with a group of Jesuits in the town of Seville, and during his stay, he heard many stories of the Jesuits' failures in their attempts to convert Native Americans in North America to Catholicism. Realizing the opportunity that was being presented to him, Don Luis offered once more to lead an expedition to start a mission in the Chesapeake region. The Jesuits accepted this offer, and Don Luis was sent to Havana in 1570. From there, he planned once again with Menéndez, as well as the vice-provincial of the Jesuit order in Florida, Father Juan de Segura, for an expedition to Chesapeake Bay. Father Segura believed that God had sent Don Luis to him to aid in the conversion of North America's natives, and so, in September of 1570, Father Segura and seven other Spaniards set off for Chesapeake Bay. Upon landing at Chesapeake Bay, the Spaniards quickly began constructing their mission, which was situated roughly 20 miles up the James River near a Kaskiak village whose inhabitants Don Luis described as subjects of his family. In describing the area surrounding their new mission, the Spanish said, "We find the land of Don Luis in quite another condition than we expected, not because he was at fault in his description of it, but because our Lord has chastised it with 6 years of famine and death, which has brought it about that there is much less population than usual." The Jesuits had landed in the region during a period of drought and famine. But because of the presence of Don Luis, the neighboring Native Americans treated them in a friendly manner. This would quickly change, however, when Don Luis abandoned the mission shortly after their arrival and instead chose to live in the village of a relative roughly 30 to 40 miles away. One account of the mission, written by Brother Juan de la Carrera, described Don Luis as the wretched native who was a second Judas. Don Luis began acting more like a pagan than a Christian in his manners, dress, and habits, and he went off and lived with his uncle, a chief, in a country far distant from ours. There he allowed himself free rein in his sins, marrying many women in a pagan way. Although it is unclear what Don Luis's motives were, Carrera's account suggests that he had fooled the Spanish by adopting Spanish and Catholic ways purely in an attempt to return home. With the environmental difficulties plaguing the new mission, the winter months saw the Spaniards there rationing their remaining supplies, attempting to forage for food in the forest, and trading their metal goods for